Today, as many as a quarter of our students aren't even finishing high school.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number.
The quality of our math and science education lags behind many other nations.
You'll get three. It's the magic number.
Well, three was the magic number. At least that's how many years of math were required to get into a Massachusetts public university.
Not anymore. President Barack Obama has been saying the quality of the country's math instruction needs to improve. That was him speaking at Intel Corporation back in February.
And many agree, including the Massachusetts Board of Higher Ed, which decided this month that high schoolers will need to take 4 years of math to get into schools like UMass Amherst or Salem State.
But meanwhile, some students have to be asking, more math? More math? Why? Well, what good will that do me, the student that doesn't want to even work in a place like Intel?
So today's talker, high school math. How much is necessary and what kind is necessary? This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And joining us now to discuss high school math instruction and the Board of Higher Ed's decision is Andrea Kelly. She's Deputy Commissioner of Academic Policy at the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education. Andrea Kelly, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you.
True pleasure to have you. Also joining us is Ann Collins. She is the Director of the Mathematics Program at Lesley University and a board member of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. Ann Collins, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, what do you think? Should students in Massachusetts should high school students be required to take 4 years of math? Is that a good move? And if so, what kind of math? Or are you one of those students or a parent of one of those students who thinks four is maybe three plus one too many? You can join us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So, Andrea Kelly, you're with the Board of Higher Education that's made this decision. What's really the end goal here by requiring 4 years of mathematics in high school?
The end goal is better prepared students. The board's found that students who have a strong academic background, who do well in their courses in high school, will have a better chance of success in terms of their college career.
And when you mean success, what do you mean?
More likely to be able to place into college credit-bearing courses from the very beginning, not having to take remedial courses, and a better chance to graduate from college. Students who take more mathematics are more likely to earn a baccalaureate degree.
So is there a specific reason why math, 4 years of math, leads to this correlation to greater graduation rates from colleges?
Well, of course, mathematics promotes logical and critical thinking, helps students in terms of their problem-solving expertise, and provides a solid background for students who are going to go to college and also, I might add, for career. Mm. For 21st century careers.
Well, I'm going to reach back into my own mathematics background here and say, you know, I learned in stats class that correlation, you know, mm-hmm. correlating 4 years of math with a greater likelihood of graduating from college doesn't necessarily mean causation.
True.
So what evidence do we have that it is adding this fourth year that really is leading students to this greater success, as you're saying?
Well, some of the evidence that we have is that students who do complete 4 years of mathematics nationally have less need for remediation. They are able to place immediately into credit-bearing work. Secondly, there's been a significant body of research. Clifford Adelman is one of the leading researchers in this field who has analyzed transcripts and found a strong causation between 4 years of mathematics, especially at the higher level, and attainment of the baccalaureate degree.
Mm. I read that right now of the 320 high schools in the state of Massachusetts, 94 of them or so already require 4 years. The rest of them still adhere to the current recommendations, which is 3 years. And we should also note that it's up to individual districts to really decide what the curriculum
yes.
is going to be. But Ann Collins, let me ask you, what do you make of this decision to say that if you want to get into a state college or university, you have to have those 4 years of math?
Well, I think any time a student is taking more mathematics, it's a good thing. However, I want to make sure that the mathematics they're taking is being taught effectively, includes problem solving, and is giving the generalization and the abstract thinking that actually leads to success in their careers.
So there, you don't think that that's being taught effectively already?
Not in every high school, no.
Okay, so is it the fact that we still are teaching, you know, sort of the standard algebra, algebra 2, trig and geometry, and then, you know, the kids who go on to calculus, is it the formulaic way we're teaching it, or just the content itself that's the problem?
I think for the most part, there are two different ways of teaching the mathematics, and in many high schools, there's the traditional mathematics that I went through a number of years ago, and then there are other schools that are doing an integrated mathematics, which is a problem-solving based approach to high school mathematics. That type of an approach gives the students the opportunity to be creative problem solvers, and that's what we need in the 21st century. We need creative problem solvers, not formulaic folks who are relying on formulas and that are just specific for one problem.
Andrea Keller, your response to that?
Sure, and the, one of the aspects of the 4 years requirement for mathematics is that fourth year is designed to allow for flexibility so that students can take the kind of mathematics that's suitable for their particular college and career pathway. And you mentioned problem solving. The opportunity to take courses like quantitative reasoning, for example, would be left open for students. Statistics or the standard calculus, pre-calculus. But the new standard is designed to allow great flexibility.
What do you say to those students who might be listening here who are saying, you know, I know I don't want to be a scientist or engineer. I can't really see how this is applicable to my life. And by having to take another year of math, that's going to prevent me from taking history, or it's going to prevent me from taking that theater class that I want to, that, you know, the cost-benefit analysis for them doesn't work out.
Well, you know, students are living in the 21st century and need to be prepared for college and career pathways that will require them to have a far higher level of quantitative reasoning literacy than they have now.
Even if they're the folks who are going to be the political science majors?
Even the political science majors need to know how to read statistical charts and tables.
Okay. We have a lot of people who want to join us. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Let's go to Lexington. Sarah's on the line. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sarah.
Hi.
What's your thought today?
I'm actually in an accelerated nurse practitioner program at an Ivy League institution, and I found out that a lot of my peers can't do basic algebra, which is necessary for calculating medication dosing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's frankly very scary.
So do you think that asking them to take more math is going to make it better when they already can't even master sort of the things that you'd learn in the first or second year of high school math?
No, I don't necessarily think that's going to help. I think that there's obviously a problem going on with the teaching of these basic concepts because they're not getting it on a conceptual level. A lot of the people I was trying to, you know, assist in my class were trying to just sort of memorize what the next step would be.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, thank you so much for your call. Actually, let's get a response from Ann Collins with the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics on that.
Oh, I agree with you so much, Sarah. It's not necessarily going to be more mathematics that's going to make a difference, but rather a different way of teaching the mathematics that students are taking right now. And so we need to take a look at algebra as being a course in which we learn how to generalize problem-solving situations.
You know, there's one big issue here that is raised in my mind whenever you sort of add a requirement for public high schools to add to their curriculum, and that's one of access. You mentioned Mr. Edelman, who did the groundbreaking study back in 1999, in part in which the Board of Higher Ed has made this decision. I went back and looked at that, and he did a follow-up study in 2006, and he says, yes, indeed, I adhere to my conclusions. He's with the Department of Education, by the way, I should say, that adding math is one of the ways to lead to greater graduation rates in college. But he also said, and this is from his 2006 follow-up, he said, not all high schools come close to offering a full curriculum portfolio. And this is nationwide, that minority students and those from families of low socioeconomic status are disproportionately affected. For example, 45% of Latino students versus almost 60% of white students attended a high school that even offered calculus. That's got to be a real issue, you know, here in Massachusetts. So how do you go to these districts that are already struggling to offer everything that they're supposed to and say, we have yet another requirement for you?
Yes, capacity is an issue, and the high school mathematics requirement is set to be implemented in the fall of 2016, partly to give school districts a chance to build up their capacity. The state is providing a support through Race to the Top funding for districts that want to offer the full math score, which includes includes 4 years of mathematics. And there are other approaches, dual enrollment offered by colleges, for example, virtual high schools. And that is an issue. It is something that does need to be addressed. And we're cognizant of that and willing to help.
Mm. Let's take another. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And I think what's contributing to the issue today is that you can actually complete your three-year requirement of high school mathematics in 2 years and not take another math course from the time you're a sophomore based on the semester approach that some high schools take. So we have some folks going into college after not having seen any algebra or geometry for 2 years.
So it's not necessarily, am I hearing that it's not necessarily the volume of mathematics that you take, but making the way students are taught to teach in a mathematics course part of like a continuum of their high school experience? Is that kind of more of the issue here?
Well, I think that and the fact that students are dropping mathematics classes after a second year is very problematic. We need to have effective teaching of mathematics that's important for all students so that they want to continue with their mathematics education and they're taking math courses as juniors and seniors.
Let's get some more calls in here. We've got a lot of people who do want to join us. Johnny's calling from Newton. Welcome to Radio Boston, Johnny.
Hello. Thank you. I'm a student at Newton North High School. I'm currently a junior taking a just your basic math course. And I think that the 4 years of math could potentially be very beneficial, but definitely not guaranteed and could have negative repercussions.
Why, Johnny?
I think was already said, the type of math needs to be real-world problems that the students will be able to solve on their own as opposed to reciting a bunch of formulas.
Johnny, you're our courageous high school student who's called in here, so stay on the line because I want to use you sort of as a bit of a barometer here. You're taking math this year, is that right?
Yes.
What kind of math are you taking?
Right now it's multiple units. It's like algebra, and right now on geometry.
Okay, are you going to take it next year? Because you said you're a junior. Are you going to take it your senior year?
I'm going to be. I was like my teacher recommended that I take pre-calculus, but I chose to take business math, which was an elective.
Okay, so and why did you choose business math instead of pre-calc?
Because I really felt that business math would be much more applicable to my situation. I'm not looking for an Ivy League school or anything like that. I'm very active after school in my television production program. I don't like to brag, but I do consider myself very good at editing videos, and that's definitely what I'm pursuing as a career.
Okay, Johnny, stick with us. Stick with us again. You're going to be my barometer here. So Andre Kelly and Collins, I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of students like Johnny in Massachusetts. You hear him say, I chose, kind of a math and a business context instead. Would that, first of all, qualify as completing that fourth year?
Possibly assuming that it's a college preparatory course. And I should add that the mathematics, new mathematics requirement does require math in the senior year. And we also found that in most suburban and rural schools, students are already taking 4 years of math.
Already. And even though Johnny says, he's into the idea of taking math in a business context, you can hear him wavering even in his enthusiasm even for that.
Right, and I think there's a new set of Common Core standards that Massachusetts has adopted, and there are two pathways now for high school students. One is your traditional pathway, which is your algebra, geometry, algebra 2 and our pre-calc and calculus, and then there's the other, which is an integrated mathematics, which is the problem solving, and it's a blending of all of the concepts together. So you'll be doing algebra and geometry and statistics and probability as you're solving problems. And it sounds, Johnny, like that's the type of a math program that you would be interested in, as it would meet the needs that you foresee yourself having as a business person.
Is it, Johnny?
Yeah. Algebra, like things like algebra has been very useful for me. Like, say I'm trying to render a video to export and like it's doing, it's taking so long to get 1%, and I can calculate on that how long it's going to take and plan other things accordingly. Other things like geometry, I never understood why that was part of the core curriculum and balancing my checkbook wasn't.
All right, Johnny, thank you so much for your call. Let's take one more call here before we run out of time for this conversation. Jan is calling from Revere. You're on the air, Jan.
Oh, hey, guys. Love the show. And if you'll just hang on a second, I'm going to use the quadratic equation. I'm going to put my glasses on. Oh, goodness.
Let's start it together. So a squared.
So depressing.
AX squared. Come on, let's get it right.
Huh? Oh, God, did I just screw that up? I screwed up the quadratic equation. X squared plus Y squared equals Z squared?
So I think you're thinking about the Pythagorean
theorem. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow, there goes my engineering degree straight down the drain. Jan, what's your thought for today?
Yeah, for you. But really, 4 years of math and easy math, like business math, that's not enough.
But that's that. Okay, Jan, you're a retired engineer, I see. Not everyone's going to go down the engineering path, but things like business, like economics, I would say that that's maybe more applicable to most people's lives. Why is that not good enough for you?
It's not good enough because, and I don't have kids myself, but I have several friends who do, and here in Revere, they're not really teaching critical thinking. They're pretty much teaching kids, if you can find an image on Google and, you know, feel good about yourself, that's okay. But math is important to teaching logic and critical thinking. And if we're doing cheating math, you know, fun, silly spreadsheet math, and we're denying our kids to learn how to think logically.
Jan, thank you so much for your call. I just want to get some last words here from both Andrea Kelly and Ann Collins. Ann, first of all, to you, Jan's standing up for basically, I think, you know, the pure mathematical instruction.
Right, and that's fine for a lot of students, but it's one track, and there are a lot of students that are not going to go on to mathematics, science, and engineering that need to have a solid background in the mathematics they're going to be using in their everyday life. And there's nothing easy about doing financial mathematics. Every student needs to know if they're going to buy a house for $350,000 with 4% interest over 30 years, that they're going to end up paying over $1 million for that $350,000 home. That's not trivial mathematics, and I think we need to keep open the fact that not everybody is going to go into the STEM professions, and they need mathematics that's going to make them successful in their career choices.
Mm. Andrea Kelly, the Board of Higher Education cannot say, here is the curriculum that high schools have to teach. But and essentially, by saying this is what you need to get into a four-year college or university in Massachusetts, aren't you effectively doing that? You're making this you know, it's an informal fiat, essentially.
It does help push. It does help pull the mathematics course taking in general in high school. The fact of the matter is that we have a vision that Massachusetts will have the best educated citizenry and workforce in the nation. And in order to do that, we need to have students who are well prepared, and that includes taking a rigorous high school curriculum that includes 4 years of mathematics.
And I believe Massachusetts now is the 11th state in the nation to make this as a requirement for state colleges and universities?
Yes, and more states are considering it.
Okay, before we go, oh my gosh, since my ego is like in 5,000 pieces on the floor, the quadratic equation, x squared?
AX squared plus BX plus C equals zero.
Oh, okay. So the last time I actually probably had to do anything about that was my sophomore year in high school. So let that be a lesson to you all. Retain it better than I did. Maybe if I learned it in a useful context.
Or understand it so well that if you don't recall what it is, you can generate it very easily.
Well, that is Ann Collins. She's director of the mathematics program at Lesley University and a board member of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. Thank you so much for joining
us. You're very welcome. Thank you.
And Andrea Kelly, deputy commissioner of academic policy at the Board of Higher Ed. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, along with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, Boston author Terry Connell on his coming-of-age memoir about growing up gay in a big Irish Catholic family. But first, WBR's halfway, I can do that math, that's half, through its spring fundraiser. You got to help keep WBUR strong with your support, and here to tell you how is All Things Considered host Sasha Pfeiffer on how you can help.